There are a lot of big stories in the news this week, so let's get some bets down with our own Inside the Beltway odds maker, Johnny K Street. Johnny, where's the action, man?
It follows me, baby. I got Iraq action, baby.
Yeah.
Even Republicans are bugging Bush to start withdrawing troops, you know? If I took that long shot, I'd be talking to you from behind a counter at Starbucks right now. Everybody knows Iraq is a dead end. We've been over there 2 years trying to teach the Iraqis to defend their own country. And after billions and billions of dollars, what do we end up with? The Iraq 101st Rock Throwing Division. It's not working. When you go to Iraq, you don't take a plane. You get into a time machine. I don't care how many times Bush says stay the course, trying to train the Iraqis is like teaching a bear to fly. It's not going to happen, no matter how long you stay there.
Johnny, yesterday Bill Clinton said Iraq was a big mistake.
Yeah, he really went out on a limb on that one. Listen, long story short, it's time for Iraq to figure things out on their own. Enough. We need to leave the weapons, leave the Humvees, leave Halliburton to watch the oil we're stealing, and get the hell out of there. People are fed up. There's no withdrawal date right now, but I'll give you 10 to 1. There'll be one by March.
Wow, I'll take that for a yard there, Johnny.
I'll take that for a grand myself.
Beautiful. Everyone is disgusted with Bush over Iraq. He tricked us into going over there, and once we got there, we didn't know what to do. Bush can't take the pressure anymore. He's hiding in the Far East right now. They give us the avian flu, we give them George Bush. That's a fair trade. The difference is Bush might end up killing more people.
Jeez, how do you really feel? Hey, Johnny, what do you think about the rumor that Bush has cut himself off from everyone and is constantly depressed and freaking out over problems in the administration? You think that's true?
Bush is 5 points away in the polls from drinking straight out of the bottle.
Yeah.
A few more months and they're going to be rolling him from one meeting to another in a wheelchair. Yeah. Because he's going to be too hammered to walk.
Nice.
He might get so drunk he'll actually start telling the truth.
Hey, Johnny, what do you think about the Washington Post story that at least one senior Bush administration official told Bob Woodward about Valerie Plame about a month before her identity was exposed?
First of all, Woodward has refused to say or talk to him as usual. Bob Woodward works at more deep throats than Ron Jeremy. Yeah. It's ridiculous. The action on what White House official called Woodward breaks down like this. Chertoff, 500 to 1. Rumsfeld, 1,000 to 1. Rice, 5,000 to 1. Cheney, 10,000 to 1. What's your poison?
Well, I'm going to go off the board and go with Hadley for five bills.
You're covered.
I like Rumsfeld for a grand.
You are down, down, down. So by Johnny, the way, support the troops.
Yeah. So, Johnny, Thanksgiving, just a week away. What do you got planned? Anything?
It's funny you should ask.
Not really. It's written right here.
You know, Mark and Mark, Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays.
Yeah.
I'm an old-fashioned traditional guy, so I like to spend Thanksgiving in the most traditional way possible. The way the first Thanksgiving was celebrated. With lots of food, booze, friends, and of course, Indians. Yes, I'm talking about the Johnny K Street Thanksgiving Day slot tournament at the Mohican Sun Casino. I'm not speaking with a forked tongue when I tell you this is one of the premier slot events of the year. You are guaranteed to make heap big wampum, Chief Johnny says so. My Thanksgiving Day slot tournament at the Mohican Sun Casino, conveniently located off Highway 95 in Yuccasville, Connecticut, is more than just a chance to hit a potential jackpot of $100,000 for a very small buy-in. It's a chance to give something back to the people whose land we stole right out from under their headdresses. Plus, enjoy an all-you-can-eat turkey buffet and a free pass to my special Thanksgiving show in the Tomahawk Lounge featuring who else but Paul Revere and the Raider, and Redbone. Plus, this year, we have a special treat direct from Late Night with David Letterman and Air America Radio, Master of Ceremonies, funny man, Mark Maron.
Hey, whoa, Johnny, I never said I would MC your tournament.
I didn't want to bring this up on the air, but you're a little behind in your bake, so I figured, hey, perfect solution. Problem?
All right. So, but I was gonna spend Thanksgiving with my wife, and I was going
to... Yeah, change of plans. And Mark, word to the wise, try not to work blow. I'll see you there. I got to get to court.
All right, Johnny. Lord. I tell you, that was so convincing. I think people are going to go to the Mohegan Sun and be expecting that. You better go down there, Johnny, and get something going.
Better contact Paul Revere.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Didn't that sound like a real plug?